Judge Landreth set the competency hearing for December 10th, and Ron was moved back to Ada. He checked into the Pontotoc County Jail, said hello to his old pal, John Christian, and was placed in his old cell. Annette was soon there to see him, with food, and she found him upbeat, hopeful, and very happy to be home. He was excited about a new trial and the prospect of proving his innocence. He rambled on incessantly about Ricky Joe Simmons, with Annette constantly asking him to change the subject. He could not. The day before the hearing, he spent 4 hours with Dr. Sally Church, a psychologist hired by Mark Barrett to testify about his competency. Dr. Church had already met with him twice and reviewed the extensive records of his medical history. She had little doubt that he was incompetent to stand trial. Ron, though, was determined to prove he was ready for a trial. For 9 years he had dreamed of the chance to again confront Bill Peterson and Dennis Smith and Gary Rogers and all the liars and snitches. He'd killed no one, and he was desperate to finally prove it. He liked Mark Barrett, but he was angry that his own lawyer was trying to prove he was crazy. Ron just wanted a trial. Judge Landreth scheduled the hearing in a smaller courtroom down the hall from the main one where Ron had been convicted. On the morning of the 10th, every seat was taken. Annette was there, as were several reporters. Janet Chesley and Kim Marks were waiting to testify. Barney Ward was absent. The last time Ron made the short walk from the jail to the courthouse in handcuffs, he had been sentenced to die. He was 35 then, still a young man with dark hair and a stocky build and nice suit. 9 years later, he made the walk again, a white-haired, ghost-like old man in prison garb and unsteady on his feet. When he walked into the courtroom, Tom Landreth was shocked at his appearance. Ron was very happy to see Tommy up there on the bench in a black robe. When Ron nodded and smiled, the judge noticed that most of his teeth were gone. His hair was streaked yellow from the nicotine on his hands. Appearing for the state to contest Ron's claims of incompetence was Bill Peterson, who was irritated by the very notion and disdainful of the proceedings. Mark Barrett was assisted by Sarah Bonnell, a lawyer from Purcell, who would hold the second seat in Ron's retrial. Sarah was an experienced criminal lawyer, and Mark relied heavily on her. They wasted no time in proving their case. Ron was the first witness, and within seconds had everybody thoroughly confused. Mark asked him his name. Then they had the following exchange. Mark, Mr. Williamson, there's a person other than yourself who you believe committed this crime? Ron,
yes, there is. His name is Ricky Joe Simmons of 323 West 3rd Street. At the time of September 24th, 1987, confession to the Ada Police Department. That's the address he listed he was living at. I received verification there were some Simmons living at that address along with Ricky Joe Simmons. There was a Cody and a Debbie Simmons living there.
Mark, and you tried to get the word out about Ricky Simmons.
Ron, I have told a lot of people about Mr. Simmons. I've wrote to Joe Gifford. I wrote to Tom and Jerry Criswell at the funeral home. And knowing that if they bought a monument here in Ada, they would have bought it from Joe Gifford, because he's the only monument works. And Forget-Me-Not Florist handled the floral arrangements. I wrote to them. I wrote to some people at the Solo Company, where his former employer. I wrote to the glass plant, his former employer, and to the decedent's former employer.
Mark, let's back up a minute. Why was it important for you to write the monument company?
Ron, because I know Joe Gifford. When I was growing up, I mowed his yard as a kid with Bert Rose, my next-door neighbor. And knowing that, if Mr. Carter and Miss Stillwell bought a monument here in Ada, Oklahoma, they bought it from Joe Gifford because he is the only monument works here. I grew up by Gifford Monument Works.
Mark, why would you write to Forget-Me-Not Florist?
Ron, because knowing if they bought flowers here in Ada, Miss Stillwell is from Stonewall, Oklahoma, knowing that if they bought flowers here in Ada, they possibly could have bought from Forget-Me-Not Florist.